Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our great news segment. Today, joining me here today is Bill Oxford. You know, we're talking about the American Legion, and we're talking about the nation's largest veteran organization, you know, supporting national community recovery efforts throughout the coronavirus epidemic. I don't think these are times that any of us could have ever imagined. So joining me here today, Vietnam War vet, James W. Bill Oxford is here to talk and give us an update on what the American Legion is doing in response to COVID-19 pandemic. Bill, thank you for joining me here today.
Well, Dr. Pat, thank you for the invitation and opportunity. It's an honor to represent the 3 million member American Legion family.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, it's hard for me every time I do an interview like this. My questions change, and they change because we're in some times I don't think any of us could have ever predicted. But if there was ever an organization that understood what crisis meant and how to respond to it, it certainly is you all. I mean, this is not your first rodeo.
It is not. We've been a part of America for over 100 years. We just celebrated our 100th birthday.
Wow. Well, you know, look, today we're here to share more than just a story, but to give people an update on where we are, what role you all are playing, and to really talk about what some of the issues are that the American Legion is focused on. And let's start out with right at the top of the gate, and that is this. You know, COVID-19 is more than a virus. It has changed the very fabric of how we live in America. It has changed that fabric, albeit for a short period of time. I think it's going to change the fabric for a long time to come. But from your perspective, what is American Legion doing? What is it participating in? And how are you helping others?
Well, Dr. Pat, it's... The American Legion is we're a law and order organization, so we are encouraging posts to close and limit that physical contact. Many veterans, that's what their life was about, their local Legion post. But for those veterans who are facing life, a daily survival without going to the Legion post, we do have many other opportunities. Those posts, there are many of them holding things like blood drives. They're collecting and distributing supplies and meals, most times using a drive-through scenario. But we're still trying to maintain social distancing and follow those safety protocols. I hope we'll have a chance to talk about our Buddy Check program. Buddy Checks, if you go back to the World Wars, there was a term called Battle Buddies. That's mm-hmm. worrying about the person in the foxhole with you. So our Buddy Check program is a way that veterans reach out to other veterans, and it's a way to check in and check up. Are you okay? Is there anything you need?
Oh, yeah.
Anything I can do to help?
So yeah.
I'd really be interested in talking some more about that if you
yeah, let's talk about it, because you know, both my, you know, my uncles, my aunts, they all served, and you know, my aunt in particular, but one of the things that they talked about was how they stay in check with each other. And so let's talk about why that's never been more important than it is today.
Well, we mentioned that we are trying to limit physical contact,
yeah.
But the digital age is with us when we think about Zoom or Skype or FaceTime or other teleconferencing means, or the telephone. We use that to check on veterans, and it would really surprise you about the things we've been able to find out and some of the things we've been able to do. We've had Legionnaires make a call and then make a trip to the grocery store to pick up food for a veteran. We've had veterans make a trip to the drugstore to pick up a prescription. We've had a veteran go to a gentleman's house and move his trash cans from the street back to the house. So those kinds of things are what we're finding and the help that we're being able to provide. But it's a way to reach out and make sure that veteran realizes, hey, you're not alone. we're still here. We're still here to help, and we'll do anything we can to make your life easier.
You know, let me ask you, how are people responding from what you can see? You know, how are our vets responding to, you know, the fact that you care enough about them to not only just reach out, but even doing these interviews is to really say, look, we don't want you people that have served so honorably to feel invisible or lonely and lost.
Well, and Dr. Pat, when we think about veterans, there are special issues that veterans sometimes face. And you can look at things like PTSD or sometimes isolationism, depression. Sometimes it's a job issue. We're always worried and concerned about veterans' health care. And the VA is doing a great job, but we need to make sure that that's not forgotten. I mean, things like environmental issues that veterans have faced over the years. Going back to Vietnam, it was Agent Orange. In today's world, it's burn pits and those environmental issues. But many things that we're finding out about and trying to help the veteran get through.
Yeah. You know, I know you're doing a number of these interviews, but let me ask you this. First of all, how do people find out more about this? Because the way that the word gets out is by people spreading the word. So what is the best way for people to find out more about what y'all are doing?
Well, our website on the World Wide Web is legion.org, and it describes and talk about all of our programs, all of our policies, all of the procedures, all of the things that we are out there doing, the help available, and describes some of the missions and new undertakings that we're taking on. But the World Wide Web at legion.org, each department, each state also has a website that they can go to and find out about their state programs, policies, and issues. But the best way is call your local Legion post. Ask. If somebody's there to answer the phone, they'll be able to help you or answer your question. If they're not there, they'll be able to take a voicemail, or you can leave a voicemail, and somebody will get back to you. But we don't want any veteran out there to feel alone or left out. We're out there willing, able, and want to help, so just give us the opportunity.
Wow. Let me just ask you one last question. Again, let's give the website out, and I want to know your personal message. What do you want to leave us with today?
Well, the Legion website is legion.org. That's on the World Wide Web. But personally, I would encourage every veteran out there, if you belong to a veteran service organization, stay in contact. If you don't belong to a veteran service organization, think about joining. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you as a Legion member. But there are many veteran service organizations out there. They all want to help, willing to help, so reach out. But I would encourage every veteran to become a member of a veteran service organization somewhere.
Yeah, because beyond what we're talking about today, there's also through drive-through food services, you know, providing supplies. There's so much that you're doing to make sure that people get what they need to continue to live and enjoy in peace. So thank you for all of that.
Well, Dr. Pat, it's a privilege to be here, and thank you for the invitation.
You bet. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.